我们有一个特别的经文，就是在路加福音二十四章。
And this is about two disciples who were discussing among themselves.
这里面讲到呢，有两个门徒啊，他们之间自己在说话。
Because they just witnessed Jesus being crucified.
因为他们亲眼看到耶稣被钉十字架。
They also heard that women went to the tomb and angels told them that he is risen.
他们也听说呢，就是有有女人去到了耶稣的坟墓，然后发现耶稣已经复活了，这样的好消息。
But they were full of unbelief.
然后他们刚开始是完全不信的。
And so they were discussing amongst each other.
所以他们互相之间呢，就在那里在聊到。
And in that story, we find that Jesus approached them.
但是我们发现在就在他们在聊起的时候，耶稣当时就来到他们中间。
So how many of you read that story of the two disciples in the road of Emmaus?
大家有没有读到过这个以马忤斯的路上的经文呢？
Do you know in that passage?
你们知道在这个经文里面
，It's full of examples of divine revelation.
有很多很好的启示。
So today I want to talk to you about divine revelation in terms of understanding the prophetic.
那今天呢，我想跟大家聊到的是关于怎么样有从神来的启示，还是接着我们之前讲到发预言的这个系列下来的。
God communicate with us through divine revelation.
神借着启示来跟我们交流。
So his thoughts is disclosed into us.
所以神的心意呢，就慢慢的揭露给我们看了。
So the divine revelation is the supernatural disclosure of some information from God.
所以神的启示呢，是一种超自然的启示，把神的心揭给我们看。
In our modern days, that is done through the Holy Spirit.
那在就是借着圣灵来说给我们看的。
So the Holy Spirit gives us a thought.
是圣灵给我们的一个启示先。
God's thought.
一个神的想法。
And then suddenly we think that thought.
然后我们来想一想那个想法的时候
，Holy Spirit give us an inner impression.
圣灵呢又再给我们一个感动
，Holy Spirit give us a picture.
然后圣灵又给我们一个图画
，Holy Spirit give us a vision.
然后又给我们一个意象
，Holy Spirit give us an inner voice.
然后圣灵又给我们一个里头的声音
，Most of it is inner.
很多都是在里面发生的
，And because of it is inner, we get confused.
因为这些事情都发生在里面
，Is it my voice?
就会我们就会开始犹豫了，说那是我的声音吗？
Is it my imagination?
是我自己的想象吗？
Is it my own feeling?
是我自己的感觉吗？
So the divine revelation that comes to us sometimes, often is confused with our own thoughts, our own impressions.
所以神的启示每次进来的时候呢，我们会很犹豫，说那到底是我的想法呢，还是神在说话呢？
So sometimes your gut feeling may not be a gut feeling, it may be God feeling.
有的时候你可能觉得是不是我一下子有一个冲动呢，但是也许是神给你的一个感受啊。
Your bright idea may not be actually your ideas, it may be God's idea.
突然你觉得哎，我有了一个新主意哦，这个新主意说不定是神给你的主意哦。
Your wisdom may not be your wisdom, maybe actually God imparted that wisdom to you.
也许你觉得啊，是我聪明哦，想到了一个办法，但实际上可能是神把那个智慧放到你的里面了。
And when we deliver that divine revelation,In our own words, we call it prophecy.
当我们决定要把我们里面这个启示用我们自己的话描述出来的时候，这就变成了我们所谓的发预言。
So when you speak of a divine revelation to somebody else, that's what makes it a prophecy.
所以当你把你自己看到的这个启示说给别人听的时候，这个就叫做发预言。
But the most important thing is the divine revelation.
但最重要的就是你自己先有从神来的启示。
So imagine in a picture your head and then God.
你可以想象一个这样的图画，你的头跟神连到一起了。
Speaks to you.
他直接先对你说。
In an inner voice.
在里面有一个声音说话。
An inner impression.
在里面有一个感动。
A picture, a vision.
里面能看到一个图画或者一个意象。
In a dream.
在一个梦里面都有。
Then you have to work out, is it from God or is it from me?
所以你下面的问题就是，这个是从神来的呢，还是从我自己来的呢？
Now over time.
那接着很长的时间以后，你就会发现。
As we become more mature.
慢慢你觉得你成熟了。
And as we read the scriptures more.
开始你对圣经更加熟悉了。
We become better and better at discerning, is it God? Or is it me?
那你的这个分辨能力就会慢慢的变强，然后就能够更加准确的知道，哦，这是神在说话呢，还是我自己的想象呢？
Amen. So it is divine revelation.
所以这里面我们讲到的是一个属神的启示。
Revelation that comes from God.
是一个来自于神的启示。
But many times we have revelations from fear.
但是很多时候我们的启示哦，搞不好是来自于恐惧。
The thought of failure, the thought of threat, a risk.
因为害怕失败啊，又觉得被害怕有威胁到啊，有什么冒险啊。
Or when you're watching TV something negative and you have a revelation, a world revelation that you need to buy something.
或者你看到了电视啊，然后你得到了一个很负面的消息，哦，我必须要买这个东西。
You have the revelation, I need to buy that share, buy that house.
你觉得哦，我一定要买这个房子，一定要买这个股票。
That's not divine revelation, that's worldly revelation. That's your own thoughts, our desires.
这个可不是我说的神的启示哦，这叫世界的启示，或者是来自你私欲的一个启示。
I love that girl. I love that boy. That's not divine revelation. That's your desire.
我喜欢这个男孩，我喜欢那个女孩，这个不是来自于神的启示哦，是你自己的私欲而已。
Is the sound okay or is it too loud? Okay, good. Okay. Now.The ground rule of divine revelation.
那我们讲个最基本的原则，关于什么是神的启示。
One of the most important thing to know is it God's thought or is it my thought?
那最重要就是要分辨开来，这到底是神在讲话还是我的意思。
Every divine revelation is a revelation of Christ.
所有来自于神的启示都是关乎基督的。
If it does not actually explain Christ to you, then it's unlikely to be a divine revelation.
如果你所谓的启示并没有把基督展现得更深的跟你认识，那你这不叫做发预言启示。
So when you read the scripture, you have a deeper understanding. That's of Christ. That's divine revelation.
比如说你在读圣经的时候，你突然来一个很深的启示，关乎于我们基督的，那个才叫做神的启示。
What God wants to do in your life, that's divine revelation.
或者是神对你直接说话，在你的生命中有什么样的启示，这是你自己的。
Every divine revelation brings youThat bit more understanding of Jesus.
每一个启示里面都会让你更加的认识耶稣。
What he has done in the past.
关于他以前做过什么。
What he has done in the, what he will do in the future.
关于他以后要做什么。
What he's doing now.
关于他现在正在做什么。
For you.
关于你的。
For the church.
关于教会的。
For the world.
关于世界的。
Has to be because Revelation chapter 19 verse 10 says that.The revelation, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
因为启示录十九章十节说，因为那些为耶稣做见证的人有预言的灵。
You remember in the nine gifts, there are the gift of knowledge and the gift of wisdom.
你记不记得当我们讲到九种恩赐的时候，我们讲到了一个知识的恩赐，还有一个恩赐。
Those are for the other type of.Revelation that does not reveal Christ means I know something that God give you a supernatural knowledge about something that's happening to somebody.
那我们讲到那是不同的东西哈。如果我们讲什么知识的恩赐啊，智慧的恩赐，这是关于别人神给你的一些启示。
So for example, if you have a chest pain, and I should say somebody here has got a chest pain, that is the word of knowledge.
比如说你要是觉得哎，因为我怎么突然觉得胸口疼呢，其实神在启示你哦，原来某某人他的胸口疼啊，这个时候是神给你一个知识的启示。
It's not about Christ, it's about for your benefit.
这个不是关乎于基督的，只是对一个特别的人的。
So divine revelation is about Christ. All the other gifts is about you and me.
那其实神的启示这件事情是真的关乎基督，但我刚才说的其他的恩赐有可能是关乎其他的个人。
You know what's happening to you?
比如说发生了 你身上发生什么事情
so you did something nobody knows but then there's a word of knowledge saying this week you receive £100 through the post
也许呢可能比如说你、悄悄地发生了一件什么事情其他人都不知道然后突然有一个人对你说诶你是不是这一次收到了100块钱不知道从哪里来的
That has nothing to do with Christ but to do with whatGoing on in your life.
那这个事情就跟基督一点都没有关系了。
Amen. Do you understand what I'm
saying? 只是你自己生命中的一些事情被启示了出来。
Amen. Do you understand the difference?
明白这种区别吗？
That's why you need different gifts.
所以我们才需要各种不同的恩赐。
But when it comes to divine revelation,
但是当你们来到神的启示
，The Holy Spirit wants to show you.
圣灵想让你看到的是
，God wants to speak to you.
父神想让对你说的是
Things in your life.
你生命中的事情。
Things are happening.
你生命中正在发生的事情。
But they're all pointing. It's all encouraging you towards Christ.
但是都是把你推向基督的启示的。
Every prophecy that you receive has to point you towards Christ.
不管你接到了什么样的预言，它最终的目的应该都是把你指向基督的。
If it points you towards the prophet, then it is a false prophecy.
如果他最后把你指向的是这个先知，那这个就有问题了。
How do you know when someone tells you something supernatural is from God?
你怎么知道？
Ground rule, it has to reveal Christ.
你怎么知道别人跟我发的预言是不是从神而来的呢？那最简单的基本原则就是他有没有指向基督，指向耶稣。
If someone says to me, God told me to tell you that you should give me £1,000.
如果有人说，哦，我向你发预言呢，神对你说你要给我£1,000。
You say, God didn't tell me.
然后你就会说，那神没有跟我讲哎。
You understand? Because every prophecy should be saying, sister, brother.
所以预言都应该是这样说，弟兄姊妹。
I know you're going through a difficult period.
我知道你在一个很难的过程当中。
God is holding your hand.
但是今天神牵住了你的手。
It's pointing you to Christ.
是把你跟神连到一起。
You see the difference?
能看到这种不同吗？
It's to encourage you.
是来鼓励你的。
It's to exalt you.
是来高举你的。
It's not to make you greedy.
不是为了让你更贪婪哦。
Amen. If we stick to that rule, then you can be.
如果我们能够抓住这个最基本的原则，那就有一点点的分辨力了。
And so we go to this story about the two disciples who on the resurrection day they were walking away from Jerusalem.
那我们来看一看刚才说的这两个门徒在耶稣复活的日子，他们离开耶路撒冷的那条路上。
And when they were about 7 miles away,
他们大概有7米远哦。
Jesus heard what they were talking.
然后耶稣呢就听到他们之间在嘀咕什么。
Jesus decided to come near him.
然后耶稣呢就决定我要到他面前来。
And in this story, it will reveal to you God's way of God, some examples of God's divine revelation.
在这个故事里面，你能够看到耶稣是神是怎样启示人的。
And take note of it because if that's how Jesus disclosed himself to the disciples.He will do the same to you and me.
那我们要特别的留意，如果耶稣是怎么样向这些门徒启示的，他就会用同样的方式向你启示。
Otherwise, there's no point of writing this story there.
要不然把以马忤斯这条经文写给我做什么？
Because what happened to the disciples, you can claim that can happen to you.
那因为发生在门徒身上的事情，就可以发生在你的身上。
If that's how Jesus spoke to them, that's how Jesus can speak to you.
如果那是耶稣对门徒说话的方式，那耶稣也可以同样的这样对你说话。
Okay, so we go to.Chapter 24, verse 15 to 16.
那我们来看看第24章的14节到15节。
While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him.
那14节说，他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
Principle number one.
这是第一个原则。
God likes to hide himself.
神呢喜欢去捉迷藏。
He likes to stay invisible.
他喜欢呢被你看不见。
很麻烦啊。
Is it troublesome?
Isn't it? Why can't he just talk to us visibly?
你能不能就站在我面前让我看到这样说话不好吗？
God always is looking for faith.
神永远都是要看我们的信心的。
Secondly, for you to seek him.
而且还要我们来寻求去看见的。
Amen. And later on in a few weeks, or one or two weeks time, I will tell you why is it that God talk to us like in the New Testament, doesn't talk to us like the Old Testament, where it's clear, loud, and vivid like the Old Testament.
在这一系列下来啊，你会慢慢的听见，也会找到答案。为什么神在新约跟我们说话的方式跟旧约就这么不一样，没有那么清晰，没有那么大声。
Why does he talk to us so that we have to go? Is it me? Is it God? Is it the devil? Or is it the world?
为什么老是说造是我呢？说话还是你在说话，还是魔鬼在说话
？Why can't God speak to us like the way He speaks to Abraham, loud and clear?
神啊，你为什么不能就像跟亚伯拉罕说话的那样跟我们说话呢？这么清晰
？Or to Moses face to face?
就像跟摩西一样面对面的交流呢
And when we have a dream, why can't it be so clear?
为什么我们做个梦不能那个梦很清晰，让我们确定呢？
Why does it have to be so vague?
为什么每次都这么模糊不清？
I'm not going to give you the answer today, but it is worth waiting for that answer.
今天先不给答案，吊吊口味哈，下集会有的。因为有原因的。
Okay, so God likes to play hide and seek.
所以神呢就很喜欢捉迷藏。
So that you can seek Him.
所以你就可以来寻求他。
So you have to look for Him.
所以你就还要努力的寻求他。
It's like we spend our whole life looking for God.
就像你花一生来认识神。
Is that what happening?
是不是就这样发生的呢？
See, to the two disciples, Jesus has disappeared. He's died.
在这两个门徒认为耶稣突然消失了，死了。
The Bible tells us their hearts were heavy and sad.
圣经里面表述他们心里面特别的心灰意冷。
Yet Jesus was right beside them.
其实耶稣就在他们旁边。
But they couldn't see him.
但是他们眼睛看不到。
Yet he was physical, he was visible.
他虽然人在那里，但是却没有人看到他。
Even if God appears to you, speak to you, it does not mean you can hear Him or you can see Him.
就算主耶稣现在正在对你说话，都不代表你现在能听到他或者看到他。
Just look at your husband and look at your wife.
你就看看你的老公老婆就好了。
And your children.
和你的孩子们。
They can hear you.
他们好像听到了你。
They can see you.
他们好像也看见了你。
But they don't hear you.
但是他其实没听见你。
But they don't see you.
他其实也没有看见你。
Amen? So just because the Old Testament prophets can hear God, see God, that doesn't mean they are hearing God.
就算那些旧约的先知们好似是真的听到了神讲话，但是也不见得真的听进去了。
If you want to understand this, ask your husband and your wife, what's wrong with your ears? What's wrong with your eyes?
就看你平时对你的老公老婆这样说话，说，哎，你是不是耳朵有问题啊？跟你说那么多遍没有听到。
And your children, can you not hear? No matter how you shout.
然后你对你的孩子都要大声来吼叫，他都觉得还是没听到似的。
They don't hear you.
因为他们就是听不见。Amen.
But here.Jesus is visible.
但是在这里呢，耶稣是看不见的。
But they can't see him.
哦，看，虽然他人在哦，但是他们这些门徒的眼睛看不见。
They can't recognize him. So they can see him, but they don't know it's Jesus.
他们的眼睛是模糊的，好像有个人哦，但他们认不出，就是不知道那个是耶稣。
Your children can hear you, but they think it's just a noise.
是你的孩子呢，听到了你哦，但是他们觉得他只听到了噪音而已。
Amen.So why is that?
为什么是这样呢?
You see, Jesus approached them. He could have disclosed himself to them.
其实完全耶稣可以就是在他们面前然后让他们看得很清楚不是吗?
But they can see him but can't see him.
但是他们就很奇怪他们明明看到了有人但是却又认不出这个人就是耶稣。
Because what is lacking is divine revelation.
他们需要的和当时没有的就是神的启示。
You need God.To help you to see Jesus and see Jesus.
你需要神来帮助你能看见耶稣是真的看见哦。
You need God to speak to you and help you to recognize.
你需要
That is from God.
你需要神在跟你说话不光是说话你还要有神来帮助你真的能听到这是神在对你说话。
So what was the problem?
所以问题出在哪里?
Because when we read verse 17 to 24,
当我们来看看第十七节到二十节
They kept on talking and talking and talking and talking, but could not recognize it's Jesus.
他们就一直说话说话说话，可是就一直没有认出耶稣就在旁边。
They said to Jesus, "Did you not know what happened? Where have you been?"
他竟然
The whole world, the whole Jerusalem is upside down because of what happened the last three days.
他竟然把身边的耶稣当路人呢，还问他说：“哎，你知不知道耶路撒冷最近发生什么事情？你知道最近情况很惨呢？”就他都没有认出来耶稣。
Now these two are not ordinary people.
这两个都不是普通的人哦。
They were disciples. They spent 3.5 years with Jesus.
他们是跟耶稣同吃同住三年半的门徒。
Yet they say, we're waiting to see whether what he said is true.
然后他还说我们还在等待不知道那个耶稣说的是不是真的。
Amen? So Jesus taught them about him dying and being raised in 3 days' time. And yet the two of them were not going towards Jerusalem. They already walked 7 miles away from Jerusalem.
其实耶稣在生前就跟他们说过我会死然后我三日会复活。让他们在耶路撒冷等可是呢他们却离开耶路撒冷都走了7英里远了。
They were depressed.
他们其实很抑郁的。
They were sad.
他们好难过。
They were already given up their church membership.
他们已经决定不要再成为教会成员了。
They were about to go away.
他们准备要离开了。
Yet Jesus came.
然后呢，耶稣来了。
His purpose was to restore them.
他的目的是要恢复他们。
Jesus wasn't just being nosy. He was there to restore the two disciples.
耶稣不是想讲闲话，要故意加入他们，他是想加入他们，能够恢复他们的信心。
But why is it that the two disciples could not recognize his Jesus?
为什么这两个门徒根本认不出耶稣呢？
Because they did not believe in what Jesus taught them in all this time.
因为他们其实并没有真的信耶稣在这么多三年半对他所说的话。
They did not believe that Jesus would die and be rose again.
他们没有真心的相信耶稣真的会死然后会复活。
It is very difficult to recognize God's divine revelation if you have no faith.
如果没有信心的加添的话，是很难真的看到神的启示。
If you do not read the Bible and what the Bible tells you,
如果你不读圣经的话，又不知道圣经在讲什么。
Amen. Because when you read an instruction manual,
当你来读一个就是教你怎么做事的那个说明
，or you read a holiday tour book,
或者是你要去看一个，比如说你去度假的介绍
，and it describes a particular place to you,
然后或者是一个地方专门来介绍这个地方给你
to visit,
然后要你去参观
，when you get there,
但是当你去到那里时
，you recognize it,
你突然看到哦，原来是这样的
，if you read it,
如果你读过先
，you see, when I'm on holiday, my wife does that.
因为我每次去度假呢，我的妻子都会先提前读这些攻略。
Me, men, we don't read tour books. We just go by faith.
像我们这些人呢，就是根本就是不去读的，就是凭信心走就好了。
And so many times when we get to a particular place, I thought, rubbish.
所以我每次呢，我去到一个新的地方，我就会觉得这有什么好看的，都没有什么好东西。
There is nothing significant about this.
都没有什么意义的东西在这里看。
Look at it, just a bunch of rubble.
看看嘛，这就是一些就石子地，有什么好看的
？But then.Suzanne, who read the guidebook, said, "No, this is significant."
然后我的妻子她就不一样了，她有做攻略的，然后她就会说，嗯，这个地方是一个历史意义重大的地方哦。
This is where Paul was punished.
这个是保罗当时受罚的地方。
Suddenly, the rubble becomes significant.
当时那些卵石地就突然变得非常的有意义。
Out comes the camera.
然后马上我就拿出我的相机。
You begin to take.
然后就把那些卵石地全部都拍一遍。
Oh, Paul was here. Paul was here.
哦，刚是保罗，原来使徒保罗在这里哦。
Let's take some rocks.
赶快把这些石头都放到口袋里哦，带回家，很宝贝哦。
You're not allowed to do that, yeah.
你千万别这样做啊，别学我。
Okay, don't collect artifacts.
不能去外头偷石头啊。
Do you see how suddenly you recognize if you read it?
你可以想象到吗？就是如果你有提前读过的话，你再看那个卵石地就很明显了。
So the problem is the disciples heard what Jesus said, but actually didn't believe it.
门徒们两个门徒就是这样，他们其实已经听过耶稣说了死而复活，但是没相信。
Would be raised from the dead on the third day, they should be looking out for Jesus in Jerusalem.
他们如果真的相信耶稣三天以后就会复活的话，他们。那是睁大了眼睛在耶路撒冷到处找耶稣才对啊。
Hanging around in his tomb, trying to spot Jesus.
那肯定会每天就围着那个坟墓打转，就等着耶稣复活的那一刹那。
Instead, they were, the show is over. Let's go.
但他们却觉得，哎呀，这个表演结束了，回家吧。
So Jesus said this to them in verse 25-26, and he said to them, "O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken."Was it not necessary that Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?
所以在二十五节耶稣就对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督不是必须受这些苦难，然后进入他的荣耀吗？
What's missing in this quote?
在这个引用的话里面少了一个什么呢？
It's the sigh.
是一个叹气的声音。
Jesus is so good.
神真好，都没叹气。
It reads much better. Oh, foolish ones.
你应该是叹着气的来读，然后说：“哎，无知的人啊。”
All these years I've been telling you.
就跟你讲了这么多年，竟然没听
进去。All the miracles that you've seen.
你看了那么多神迹，竟然都还没信。
You were there when Lazarus came from the dead.
连拉撒路死而复活，你都看到的。
Yet you can't believe that I can become
你竟然都不能相信我有死而复活的可能。
So the problem was unbelief.
所以其实还是不信造成的。
And not only unbelief, slow in faith.
我还说的不是说不信哈，还有就信得太迟钝。
So they doubt like a hare, but they're like a tortoise when it comes to belief.
当他们呢看到这个比如说他们看到了一个反正是看到他们看到一个鹿呢，但是他们又觉得其实是看到了另外一个动物。
Amen. So that's their problem. So what did Jesus do?
所以耶稣怎么说的呢？
Divine revelation always begins with the scripture.
Yes. 所有的神的启示都要先从经文开始。
When you want to know what God is saying to you, go to the Bible.
你要是想听神说话，你先打开圣经要读。
So Jesus in verse 27 says, and beginning with Moses.And all the prophets he interpreted to them in all the scripture, the things concerning himself.
所以在二十七节说，于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们做了解释。
And here is divine revelation concerning himself.
这里面说的神的启示讲的是指着自己的话。
So when you read the scripture, you have to find Jesus in it.
所以你要读经文，你一定要找到基督在里面哦。
You see, concerning Jesus,
都是指着自己的话。
Divine revelation concerns Jesus.
启示都是指着基督的话。
So Jesus was revealing himself to the disciples from scripture.
耶稣是要借着讲经来把自己指示显示给他的门徒们看。
When you want to hear from God,
如果你想听神说话
Get your Bible out.
你先把你圣经拿出来
Start reading the Bible.
来好好的读圣经
Whether you understand it or not.
不管是听得懂看得懂还是看不懂
Just read.
反正一定要读
Because somewhere, somehow.
因为总会有这么一下
It triggers something.
突然你的就是一下开窍了
So Jesus, in order to restore their sight, in order to give them understanding,He first of all goes to the scripture.
所以当耶稣想要打开他门徒属灵的眼睛让他们开窍的话他第一件事做的就是打开圣经指着自己的话。
And then what does he do next?
然后他下面接着做什么呢?
When he finished expounding on the scripture, it was late in the day.
当他解释完圣经以后呢就到了晚上。
So it wasn't a short Bible study.
那就是一个很短的圣经学习时间。
No, 不是。
哦不是一个很短的圣经学习时间。
Now late.
然后他们讲经讲得很晚了。
So the disciples said, "Why don't you come with us?"
然后他就对他的门徒说，你要不要跟我们一起来
？Now, isn't it crazy? They still don't know it's Jesus.
你有没有想象，都讲经讲了这么久了，他们竟然都还没认出来那是耶稣
？But when did they know it was Jesus?
他们是什么时候认出是耶稣的呢
？It wasn't in the Bible study.
不是在他们学圣经的时候呢
？The Bible study was the tour guide book.
这个我们说的学圣经就像刚才我们看攻略去旅游一样是来预备他们能有这个受启示的可能
Amen? That's why you read from the Bible first. It's a tour guide book.
所以首先要先读圣经哦，先要做攻略的
So Jesus has already expounded to them about himself from the scripture.
耶稣已经
And they go, wow, yeah, we never saw that before. Wow, this is cool.
耶稣已经拿了那个经文呢，一直讲啊讲啊讲，讲到他们头都晕了，然后就是真的听了这么多，哇，好多好多知识哦。
And when did Jesus disclose himself?
什么时候耶稣真的被显示出来了呢
In verse 13.
再看我们看第三十节
And when he was at the table with them, he took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them and their eyes were open and they recognized him. Hear it again. Hide and seek. He vanished from their sight.
三十节我们来看坐下来呢他们和他们用餐的时候耶稣就拿起饼来祝福了掰开递给他们他们的眼睛就开了这才认出他来于是耶稣呢又开始捉迷藏就从他们眼前消失了
So their understanding came The divine revelation came to them
所以神的启示来到
When after Jesus spoke to them about the scripture Then in the communion They recognized him
是先跟他们讲经讲了很久然后是在他们用圣餐的时候突然认出主来了
So divine revelation First of all, you want to know what God is saying to you Read the Bible
所以你要想要神的启示你第一件事要做的就是要读圣经
Get yourself prepared
要自己先预备好做攻略
And then something will happen.
那突然呢，就会有些事情发生。
That God draws near to you.
神呢会来到你很近哦，跟你很近。
And in this occasion, it was the communion.
那在这个经文里面，这件事情就是关乎于圣餐。
Guys, what's this?
大家看看这是什么？
This can open our eyes.
这个是可以让我们属灵眼睛打开的。
This.Can help us understand our revelation.
这个能够帮助我们得到神的启示的。
To suddenly understand what God is saying to us.
会明白神要对我们说什么。
Amen. To suddenly realize that's what my dream is about.
然后这才发现，原来我一直所求的在这里呀。
And then for some of you, that's what Pastor Josh has been preaching.
我才发现，原来这是牧师一直在讲道讲的东西。
I finally understand it.
我终于看明白这是什么了。
That's why we're having communion later.
所以等一下我们要有圣餐哦。
Isn't it wonderful that it came from communion?
所以很奇妙是不是？他们是借着圣餐认出耶稣来了。
Jesus, before he was crucified, he had communion with the disciples.
因为就在耶稣钉十字架的前一晚上，他就和他的门徒们用了圣餐。
The first day that he resurrected, he had communion.
所以他一复活的第一天，马上又跟他们一起用圣餐。
So communion is very important.
所以圣餐很重要。
Because somehow the Pentecostals and the Charismatic, we've lost the importance of it.
因为很多我们像灵恩派啊，我们都已经忘记了圣餐的重要性的。
But in the early church, communion was so important.
但是在初期教会哦，把圣餐很重视的。
So important that in the early Roman Catholic Church,That you were not allowed to drink the wine except the priest.
能他们竟然就会被衍生到在天主教的那个教义里面，只有牧师、祭司才能喝。
So when people came to church, they were only allowed to eat the bread.
所以那些去到天主教会的人，他们只让吃饼，不让喝神的
血。Isn't it wonderful that today we can have the bread and the wine?
所以今天我们是不是很妙？我们既可以吃饼，又可以喝这一杯。
Because communion speaks about the presence of Jesus.
因为圣餐代表着耶稣的同在。
Because this is his body.
因为这是神的身体。
And this is his blood.
因为这是神的血。
With him, in other words, flesh and blood.
所以是吃他的肉，喝他的血。
If flesh and blood is represented by this communion, then Christ is with us.
所以是肉和血既然都在这圣餐里面，那圣餐耶稣就是借着圣餐也与我们同在。
And by your faith, he will disclose himself to you.
那借着信心，耶稣就会向你显现出来。
If you do communion right,
如果你在正确的来饮用圣餐的话，
you can be like the disciple when suddenly your eyes are open, your eyes are open, your ears are open.It's God who's speaking to me. I now understand what I need to do.
你就会像这些门徒一样，突然属灵的眼睛就打开了，突然觉得原来刚才跟我说话的一直是耶稣啊。
I don't need a prophet. I don't need to go to Pastor Joshua. I can hear God through the communion.
我都不需要再去找先知了，也不要成天去找牧师了，因为我可以借着圣餐来听到神对我的话。
Because it is God who opened the eyes.Of the two disciples.
因为最后让他们灵眼打开的还是神他自己。
Seek the invisible God.
让能看到这看不见的神。
Seek the God who play and hide and seek with us.
能看到这个爱捉迷藏的神。
When we get hold of him.
当我们抓住他时。
Communion.
借着圣餐。
Through our worship.
借着我们的敬拜。
Through our prayers.
借着我们的祷告。
Through our persistency.
借着我们的寻求。
Finally, Jesus will disclose himself.
终于耶稣显现了出来。
All the time, he was with the disciples.
其实耶稣一直都在。
All the time, God is with us.
其实与我们而言，耶稣一直都在。
Oh, Jesus, where are you?
当我们祷告说，神啊，你在哪里？
Oh, God, where are you?
神啊，你去了哪里？
He's there.
其实神一说，我一直在呀。
You understand? Just like the two disciples.就
像两个门徒一直没有意识到他的主就在他旁边。
But they took the communion and the teaching of the scripture to open the eyes.
最后是借着经文的解释和圣餐才打开眼睛的。
So the scripture is like a tour guide book.
所以看圣经就像读攻略。
The communion is the presence of God.
圣餐呢，就像是神自己的同在。
When God is present.
当神同在时。
When you realize His presence,
当你意识到他的同在时
suddenly you have the understanding and the interpretation of what God has put in your heart.
突然你就会明白了神一直放在你心中的事情是怎么回事。
Then you will know what to do.
你就开始明白要干什么了。
In your situation.
在你特别的光景当中。
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the disciple, when they recognized it was Jesus, both of them together, they go, wow.
两个门徒一起突然看见耶稣的时候 wow.
Amen. And in verse 32, he said,They said to each other, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened the scriptures?
这时候他们意识到了在32节他们彼此说在路上他跟我们说话的时候给我们讲解圣经的时候我们的心在我们里面岂不是火热的吗
What they were describing was the experience of divine revelation.
所以他们现在在描述的是当被神启示的时候的那种感受。
They said there was that burning sensation in their heart.
他们觉得是不是心里是火热的感受
So in other words, when you read the scripture, when you hear a sermon, when you're praying,
所以当你来读圣经当你听到当你祷告的时候
you feel like God is saying something to you.
你觉得神在对你说话。
It will burn your heart.
你会觉得心里是火热的。
Amen? It is not going for the antacids, not heartburn. This is burning in the heart.
我不是说你们那个心里堵塞出毛病然后要上医院呢。我是说的你们心里火热
When your heart
爱主的火热。
It's burning. When you're seeking God, you know that God is speaking to you, but you're not, but say, God, I know you're speaking to me. Help me to hear.
所以当你心里已经开始在看经文的时候比如说有火热了那你就会跟神说主啊你我知道你想跟我说话你来帮助我让我听清楚听到
Get the communion out.
然后马上拿你的圣餐
or pray,
或者来祷告
worship him,
或者来敬拜
draw close to God.
跟神马上亲近哦
Suddenly that burning sensation turns into an understandable clear revelation.
忽然那个火热的心就突然变得是神的启示很清晰的启示了。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很美好
If you can and I can do this, we will never feel God is far away.
如果我们每次都常常这样做我们根本就不会觉得神离我们很远。
And so they quickly rose, and the verse 33 to verse 4 say, they rose the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11, and those who were with them gathered together saying, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.
33到34节说于是他们就立刻起身回耶路撒冷去看见11个使徒和他们正在一起的人聚集在一处说主果然复活了已经显现给西门看了。
How did they know that Jesus appeared to Simon?
他们怎么知道主已经显现给西门看了?
Jesus must have told them.
肯定是耶稣亲自告诉他们了。
Amen. Jesus must have told them.
耶稣肯定是亲自告诉他们了。
Or they must have heard it from the women.
或者他们是从那些女人那里听到的。
To say that this is real.
所以说这是真的哦。
That God in fact has appeared to Simon.
神终于向西门显现了。
And you know sometimes it's odd, isn't it? And those of you who heard me speak this before, why is it that when Jesus rose from the dead, he would go and look for Simon?
为什么大家会可能疑问说主复活以后竟然先显现给西门看
Because Jesus was eager to restore him.
因为耶稣很迫切地想要恢复彼得的信心
Amen. In other words, Jesus when he was crucified, when he's dead, he said, when I come back alive, the first thing I'm going to do, poor old Simon, poor old Peter, he must be hurting.I'm going to go and look for him.
所以但是耶稣在十字架的时候你可以想象他说等我一旦醒来一旦复活了我第一个要去找西门彼得因为他现在肯定很受伤害肯定很难过。
Isn't Jesus wonderful?
耶稣是不是很好
The first thing he did was go and Simon, don't worry, look, I'm alive.
所以他一复活第一个人就是找彼得西门彼得就是想让他快快看到他复活的消息。
He went and comforted him.
就为了要去安慰彼得。
Amen.Verse 35, verse 36, they told what happened on the road, and he was known to them in breaking the bread. And they were talking at these things. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, Peace to you.
35到36节，两个人就把路上所遇见的和掰饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们中间说，愿你们平安。
So the appearance of Jesus in a physical form is another kind of divine revelation.
所以耶稣亲自站在他们中间也是神的显现的一种方式。
So divine revelation can be many, many different ways.
所以神的启示会有很多不同的方式。
But if Jesus decided,
如果当耶稣说
I'm going to appear before the disciples, I'm going to appear before Joshua, right?We are blessed.
如果今天耶稣说我要亲自在你面前、oh, 那你会觉得好有福气、
啊、I love Jesus to appear.
主啊我们好想让你就这么出现在我们面前
I believe if you seek him hard enough
我相信你要一直这样寻求啊
That he might do that just for you.
也许他就想为你做这么一件事情
Oh Lord, I'm worse than Simon.
主啊我比那个彼得还惨哦
I'm really, really bad.
我真的很糟糕的情况
You know, Jesus may...Come and comfort you.
也许耶稣会变得比彼得还要迫切哦，先来你这里。
So the vision of God, vision of Jesus, is a form of divine revelation. God can actually talk to you face to face like Moses.
所以耶稣的完全的显现也可以是神的启示的一种方式，就像他们在门徒面前这样。
But did you know? Yet when they saw him, they said, "It's a spirit."
但是当我他们看见他的时候会说诶是不是个灵
They didn't react. Oh Lord.
他们当时的反应
We missed you. No, they go, 哇鬼啊。
他们当时看到耶稣的第一个反应竟然是惊慌害怕以为看见了鬼魂然后他说你是谁
In other words, just because you see Jesus doesn't mean you react rightly.
其实你就算耶稣如果突然出现在你面前你的反应不一定会很正常哦。
The disciple thought he was a ghost.
因为当时那个门徒以为见到鬼了
And then Thomas said, I don't believe you.
然后连多马都不信他
Jesus had to eat in order to show them ghosts can't eat.
耶稣竟然在他面前当面进食让他们确定他是人不是鬼了
and,
因为鬼吃不了饭
And Thomas had to go and fit, touch his nail pierced hand. Yes, that's genuine.
然后连多马都要亲自去摸摸他的钉痕才确定哦，真的是耶稣
In other words, they suffered the same problem as the other disciple, unbelief.
所以这些其他的信徒和前面两个信徒也没有什么分别刚开始也是不信
Three and a half years of teaching, none of it got into their heads.
三年半呢花了这么长时间的教导一个字也没有听进去
And what did Jesus do?
然后耶稣怎么办说的
He did exactly the same thing as he did with the two disciples using exactly the same process.
所以耶稣又以同样的重复的方式再次重复之前所做的事情。
I can imagine Jesus in verse 44 go, I have to do this again.
然后我可以想象他在44节的时候耶稣说嗨我又要干这样同样的一件事情。
What does he say?Then he said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, and everything written about me in the law of the Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Jesus went back to the scriptures again.
看耶稣又重新回到经文里头了在44节我们能够读到耶稣对他们说这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话说摩西的律法先知的书和诗篇上所记的凡指着我的话都必须应验
Jesus took the tour guide book out again
所以耶稣又把他的那个攻略拿出来给他们看
See, it's there
他说看一直都在那里写着的嘛
See me, I'm alive.
看我活着的
Why? Because the book says so.
为什么因为我让你们看这个书他一直是这么说我是活着的
And when that happened, what happened?
然后这个事情发生了再有怎么样
Verse 45 say,
我们看
Then he opened their minds to understand the scripture and said to them, Thus it's written that Christ should suffer and a third dayArise from the dead.
45到46节于是耶稣开他们的心窍使他们能够明白圣经又对他们说照经上所写的基督必受害第三日从死里复活
You see the two-step process again.
你们又看到两步了没有
See the scripture.
先打开圣经哦
Understand the scripture.
先明白圣经哦
Then their minds are opened. Then they understood the divine revelation.
然后他们的心灵才开窍，才能明白神的启示。
What was the divine revelation? What was the message from God to both the two disciples and to the 11?
那我们刚才说的这个神的启示，在这个经文当中一
直是指什么？ What was the revelation?
一直是什么样的启示呢？
First, the scripture says Christ will die and be for 3 days and he will rise again.
在圣经上所写，耶稣必受害，三天后从死人中复活。
When they understood, when they read the scripture, then they saw Jesus. That's him.
当他们明白了圣经以后，再看看耶稣，然后才说，哦，就是他。
So what was the divine revelation?
所以什么是神的启示呢？
Jesus will rise again.
就是耶稣会从死里复活。
Amen. The revelation was Christ is resurrected.
是我们的基督要从死里复活。
What revelation is God wanting to give you?
所以神想给你的启示是什么呢？
What revelation you need?
你需要什么样的启示呢？
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, God has many things to say to us.
神有对我们有很多的话想说的。
He's there with us.
他一直在跟我们同在。
But we can't see him.
只是因为我们自己肉眼看不见，或者肉耳听不到。
But he will give you a divine revelation.
那是神想给你一个属神的启示。
That will draw you to Jesus.
能让你的心跟主跟耶稣靠拢。
So what's the process?
是怎么样的一个步骤？
Read the Bible.
先读圣经哦。
Draw near to God.
跟神亲近。
Let your heart burn.
让你的心里有那种火热感受。
Let him speak to you.
然后耶稣再跟你说。
Amen.
Amen.
There is nothing too hard.
没有很难哦，这些步骤就很明显在这里。
There is nothing that God is not concerned with.
没有说神对你不知道的。
So on this resurrection day.
所以在复活的这一天。
We're going to do communion now.
我们今天就要来领圣餐。
We're going to draw near to God.
我们要借着这样的事情跟主来亲近。
And we're going to ask God to open our eyes.
我们要叫神来打开我们的灵眼。
And to reveal himself to us.
让他亲自显示给我们看。
So that today we understand what he's saying to us.
所以今天我们就能明白神想对我们说什么。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Jesus on the night that he was betrayed.
耶稣在他被卖的那一天晚上。
He took the bread and broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you." Everybody got a communion. If you haven't, raise your hand and the stewards will give you.
耶稣拿着这个饼，掰开饼说，这是我的身体为你们所舍的。
He said, "This is my body broken for you."
他说，这是我的身体为你们舍的。
Now, before you take the communion,
在你们吃这个饼之前
have you ever wondered in the Old Testament,
你们有没有想过在旧约里面
you're not allowed to drink blood,
你是不让喝血的
and the wine is not, you're not allowed to drink it,
你也不能喝酒的
it's always poured out,
总是要倒走的
why is it that Jesus asked us to drink his blood and the wine?
为什么耶稣在新约里面却让我们喝血呢还要喝酒呢
and in the Old Testament, the priests were not allowed to drink the blood or the wine.
因为在旧约里面就连祭司都不让喝血和喝酒的
it was always poured out.
总是要把它倒出来的
That's why you've got to understand, when we take the communion,
所以我们需要明白当我们来领圣餐时
the reason why Jesus asked us to eat him,
当耶稣说要我们去吃他的肉喝他的血的时候
drink the blood,
是让我们喝血的时候
It's because for identification. We, his sacrifice become our sacrifice.
是想让我们跟耶稣有一个合一，让主的钉十字架成为我们的十字架。
Whereas in the Old Testament, it was just an act of worship.
然而在旧约里面，只是旧约的一种敬拜方式。
In the New Testament, whenever we take the communion, Christ's sacrifice become our sacrifice. His shed of blood is the remission of our sins.
所以在我们在
Divine exchange.
新约里面我们可以看到一个神圣的交换因为耶稣的宝血我们得了释放因了耶稣对我们的牺牲让我们不再需要
So when you eat his body,
所以当我们来吃主的饼的时候
His broken body has become ours.
他所破碎的身体是成为了我们的
It's to heal us.
是为了医治我们的
His sacrifice become ours.
他的牺牲是为了我们的
Let's eat.
让我们一起来吃主的身体
Then when he took the cup and then said, this cup is the cup of the new covenant.
然后当耶稣拿起这杯的时候，他说这杯是为新约给你立的。
This blood that was shed,
说这宝血为你所流
，represented by this wine,
就用这个酒来代表。
Jesus is basically saying, when you drink of it, it becomes yours.
耶稣是说，如果你喝了这血，这血就是你的。
You receive what the power of this blood.
你就能够收到这宝血带来的能力。
The new covenant.
在新约。
The forgiveness of sin.
是饶恕的罪的饶恕。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
Let's worship Him.
我们一起来敬拜主。
Let's thank Him.
我们来谢谢主。
Oh Lord, speak to us.
主啊，来对我们说话。
Speak to us in divine revelation.
用你神的启示来亲自向我们说话。
Help us to know that you're speaking to us.
让我们知道是你在对我们说话。
Lord, we all have issues in our lives.
主啊，我们在生命中都有各样的困难。
We just need to know.
我们需要知道。
Need to have your revelation.
我们需要有你的启示。
Your wisdom.
需要你的智慧。
Of what to do.
知道要怎么做。
We need to know your thoughts.
我们需要知道你的想法。
Help us all this today.
主啊，你来帮助我们所有的人。
And as we have taken the communion.
就在我们今天圣餐之后。
Pray that our eyes of our hearts are open.
祷告我们的灵眼打开，心窍打开。
I love you, Lord.Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I am held in your hands.
From the moment that I wake up
until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of GodThank you. worship Him. You will tell us exactly what to do. You will give us your wisdom. You will speak into our situation. Because we are worshipping a God who is alive,
who
rose from the dead, and now He's seated at the right hand of God in glory. And He's present with us by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. I pray that you speak to every one of us.
主啊，我们祷告你对每一个人说话。
And when we go home today,
当我们回到家中，
may our hearts be burning with the fire of Jesus.
让我们的心为主你来火热。
And when we turn the pages of the scripture,
当我们打开是圣经经文时，
may you show us.
主啊，你亲自来启示。
What you are saying.
你想对我们说的话。
Let our eyes open.
主啊，让我们的灵眼打开。
Let our ears open.
让我们的灵耳打开。
And help us to hear you.
让我们能听到您。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you for this Easter Sunday.
我们为着这复活节的节日，谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。
God bless you.
如果你们需要代祷，也可以到前面来哦。神祝福你们。
今次我哋祈祷嘅，我哋祈祷嗰个 scripture，same scripture，and then this morning I'm done with preaching on the same scripture。